nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Are you ready, my dear friends? Are you ready for Witchcraft by RDS Music by the Man of 1001 Singing Styles? Witchcraft. Coming on.
Those fingers in my hair that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Thank you.
it's witchcraft. Wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Nicer witch than you.
And yes, El Yelko is next by RDS. Shall I pass the audition? We will see.
In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, I call your name. Oh, Yoko. Oh, Yoko. Love will turn you on. In the middle of a bath, in the middle of a bath, I call your name. Oh, Yoko. Oh, Yoko. in the middle of a shave. In the middle of a shave, I call your name. Oh, Yoko. Oh, Yoko. My love will turn you on. In the middle of a dream. In the middle of a dream, I call your name. Oh, Yoko. Oh, Yoko. My love will turn you on. My love will turn. Of a cloud. In the middle of a cloud, I call your name.
Empty silence surrounding me, lonely walls
Absolutely, Stella. Yes, my dear friends, I'll be there by RDS Music. Yes, doing a soul song. Yeah. Should be coming up any minute.
You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back. Where there is love, I'll be there. I'll reach out my hands to you. I'll have faith in all you do. Just call my name and I'll be there. Protect you with an unselfish love and respect you. Just call my name and I'll be there. Oh, I'll be there to comfort you, build my world of dreams around you. I'll keep holding on.
Holding on, holding on, holding on.
If you should ever find someone new, I know he better be good to you. 'Cause if he doesn't, I'll be there.
And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely? need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. Pretty woman, don't walk on by. Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman, don't walk away. Hey, okay, that's the way it must be. Okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see?
And now, my friends, What a Difference a Day Makes, by Dinah Washington, but done by RDS. Yes, What a Difference a Day Makes, in memory of Dinah Washington. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me, skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you. Dylan's next, yes. Scrounging your decks with me on.
nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes.
True. Oh, go away, little girl.
Go away.
RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer. Yes, it appears we are all doomed for some reasons. I don't know why. Welcome, my dear friends, to the latest RDS Gate Show for March 17th, 2024. Is that St. Patrick's Day? I think so. Oh my God! Yes. Well, welcome to the latest show here. Of course, dismal as usual, looking out the window here. Not raining now, but it's been raining for the last 10 days before today. Oh, yes. Hear the ghosts in the background. Even in death, they're doing their thing. Well, my dear friends, what did you hear? Let's go over. You heard Witchcraft by RDS Music. Man of 1001 Singing Styles, of course. To Sir With Love, 1967, by Lulu, from that movie in 1967. Oh, Yelko by RDS. Seven Rooms of Gloom by The Temptations, The Fabulous Temptations. I'll Be There by RDS Music. Yes, I do soul groups, I do black groups. Nothing hard for me. Pretty Woman by the one and only Roy Orbison. Classic. And a new classic of mine just done this year in 2024. What a Difference a Day Makes. A song by Dinah Washington back in the 60s, early 60s. I did that song in memory of her. What a Difference a Day Makes. Then we heard Like a Rolling Stone by the legend Bob Dylan. Oh yes, he's a legend, okay. Yes, my gosh. That's the best song he ever did. Without question. Well, I don't see Cecil around. I don't know where he is. Maybe he saw the light and passed through it. Maybe he won't be here haunting me anymore. I will kind of miss him. I really will. Cecil, are you here?
Yes.
Oh, God, he fooled me. In heaven's name, he fooled me. Ah, there are no workhouses. Ah, there are no factories. Ah, there are no factories. Ah, there are no workhouses. That's a terrible thing to say. Because they stick these kids back in the late 1700s and 1800s into these warehouse and factories to work. No matter how old they were. It'd be like five years old and up, I think. Just to get them off the streets, I think. And it was very dangerous doing something like that. And when they get mad in the street, the people would say, "Ah, there are no factories. Ah, there are no workhouses." Put Cecil back in the factory working, but he wasn't. He was a very wealthy boy, weren't you, Cecil?
Yes.
Well, whatever. Here I am for another show. It's a miracle I made it, but I made it. Let's see. The times, yes. The RDS Gate Show comes on 10 to 11 p.m. on an Eastern time frame, which we just moved our clocks ahead. And then another shot on the backside, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday, followed by
Rachel and Clay show, or should I say Clay and Rachel's show, The World According to Them. And we have, of course, on a Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m., we have wonderful Kirk Erickson's show. Roadkill show, yes, very good. Good participation there. And then, oh my God, the one and only Ron Hager with his wonderful show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday. And these shows also repeat. There are some other ones on which I don't remember. Yes, I think 6's show. Doesn't 6's show follow Dishnut News? Yes. Yes, he comes on. And Dishnut News, of course. I don't know why I don't include them. I mean, I don't know. I'm too tired to be mentioning people. I'm tired now. I mean, oh, gosh. So I forgot a couple of people. Who cares? Who cares? What does it matter? Yes, we're all here living in the times of misery at times. I mean, things are happening. The war is still going, I think. The Russian and whatever. And it's just terrible. I wish things straightened out a little better. Well, I hope you like the songs and all. I will be, of course, reading from an old edition of Gate Magazine, because I don't have the latest one, and I've been quite busy doing things happening and whatever. And this one, a surprising link. Change my glasses. A surprising link between mutilations and the MIB. Wayne and Karen Daggs of Port Lavaca of Texas say they want answers into how and why 21 of their sheep were either stolen or mutilated. Charles Stansberg, section director with MUFON, read about the incident and revealed it and traveled to their ranch the early part of October to assist the Calhoun County Sheriff's Department with their investigation. Now, this is an older article, so it's not now. Joining County Investigator Bobby Victory, Sandsberg said they examined the animal remains and the condition of the property. I can't think of a reason aside from rituals or malicious mischievousness for the mutilation, says Vickery. Vickery, his name is. Sounds like Victory, doesn't it? But he admits the lack of evidence, such as tracks, is perplexing. The surrounding brush and the fence line are free from disruption. It's not clear how the sheep were removed, either dead or alive, from the property. Stansberg stated that the lack of blood and the absence of either a predator or a human tracks are common in mutilation cases. Oh, yes. No one knows the purpose of the mutilations, said Stansberg. The crime is not solvable. Poor little docile animals, just doing their thing, living. And this is what happens to them. 21 was stolen or mutilated. Why? So how are the men in black involved? Stansberg cites a horse mutilation case in the early 1990s. An examination of a carcass determined that the animal's entire nervous system had been surgically removed. The cuts to the animal's body was so precise, it could only be done using a laser. During the investigation, a small bag was found about 50 feet from the horse's remain. At the time, investigators said they were unable to open the bag, but once they were back at the police headquarters, the bag opened and when it was tossed onto the desk, inside were an array of unusual tools and a strange device that could have been a laser gun. Really. The day after the incident was reported in the local newspaper, two strange men dressed in black suits arrived and asked the paper to recant the story. Yes, take it down. It doesn't exist. Paranormal researcher and author Nick Redfern describes the MIB as sickly-looking creatures that look part zombie, part vampire, and part anemic. Oh my God. And my dear friends, Nick Redfern looks a little anemic. He can use a little color there. Nick believes the MIB puzzle is a varied one and extends to outside the realm of UFOs and mutilations and can be found in other areas of the paranormal, such as cryptozoological sightings or in occult instances when people use Ouija boards. But there is a common thread amid all the confusion, and that concerns the description of the MIB and the cars that they drive. Their vehicles are always styled black cars, old, that are in unusually impeccable condition. 55 Caddies, 56 Caddies, 60s, Lincolns, around that particular age. And those days, did they leak oil? No matter, I don't care how new they were, there was a puddle on your car within 6 months on a 58 Cadillac. I don't care how new they were. I mean, people were falling on their backsides, slipping on these oil slicks in parking lots. It's not funny, but that's the way it was back in those days. Every freaking car leaked, no matter how new or how old they were. Not now. It's very, everything now has changed. But they did ride in those type of cars, didn't they? Black ones. This has led some researchers to suggest that the MIBs are actually time travelers from the past. I don't think so. Recently, Mr. Redfern said, he's received reports of women in black accompanying their male counterparts. And his investigation into this new and intriguing development will be chronicled in a soon-to-be-published book. And this is an old article. And what about the kids in black, I mean black-eyed kids and white-eyed kids, the other white meat or whatever. That's probably their mummies and daddies. Who knows, whether, no matter where they are, they could come from Romania and still be a black-eyed kid. It doesn't matter where you come from. 51 minutes and 52 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. Redfern says while some of the MIB reports are the result of actual visitations from surveillance people at an office level, many of them still involve the pale-faced, scrawny, staring-eyed, fedora hat-wearing, and those are the ones he still wants an explanation for. Yes, who are the men in black? Why do they appear when something happens, UFOs or whatever? Why do they try to shut you up? And why do they indirectly or directly threaten you? If you say something, you may just disappear. The Vegas desert is a large, large area. They scare the people like that. That's terrible. Let's see what else I can find here. That's about it with that article there. Looking for something. Don't get excited. A scientist says he has the technology to teleport an ET to Earth. A leader in the field of genomic research, J. Craig Venter, PhD, says his company, Synthetic Genomics Incorporated, has developed a machine that can teleport alien life from the surface of a distant planet to Earth. He explains that the technology will revolutionize the search of extraterrestrial life by detecting and decoding DNA hidden in the extraterrestrial soil or water samples, and proving once and for all that we are not alone in the universe. After the data is extracted, the technology will beam the genetic information back to Earth, very much like a biological fax machine, where scientists will then reconstruct a living copy. Oh, aren't we so advanced? Oh, my God. So advanced, we ain't got much time left, do we? Dr. Venter's team recently field-tested their invention together with NASA's scientists, NASA, the four-letter word, NASA, in the Mojave Desert, an environment similar to that found on Mars. A prototype of the unit that will receive the transmitted data here on Earth currently exists and will be available next year. Meanwhile, Dr. Venter says the technology could also benefit medical science by enabling doctors to send an antibiotic via an email. Really? So I can get my penicillin right in my email box there. He further describes his ideas in his new book, Life at the Speed of Light, From the Double Helix to the Dawn of Digital Life. He wants to sell his books too, doesn't he? Oh my God. I mean, we are getting so advanced that I'm very surprised we're not on Mars yet. We should have been on Mars by now, don't you think so? 56 or 57 minutes into the show here. I mean, if we landed on the moon in 1969, whenever it was, July 22nd maybe, or 21st, all these years later, we haven't gone to Mars? This, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. And some people say we didn't land on the moon, which they're nuts anyway, because you know darn well we did. And 56 and a half minutes yet towards the show here, towards the ending. A couple of minutes left. Yes, we did land on Mars, just like these other idiots that say the world is flat, it's not round. Another nutcase. The world is flat. Oh, yes. We are flying carpet in outer space, aren't we? Disgusting, isn't it? Disgusting. Oh, my God. Can I read anything in 2 minutes? I doubt it. I don't think so, really. I'm waiting for the late edition of the Gate book somewhere. Should be coming. Let's see how much time I have here. Oh my gosh. This researcher discovers a gene that speeds healing. A researcher from Harvard Medical Science, a medical Harvard school, and Boston Children's Hospital has accidentally discovered a gene that controls the speed in which tissues repair itself. While conducting cancer research, George Daly clipped holes in the ears of mice that were genetically engineered with LIN28A gene so he could tell them apart from the control group. But the holes kept healing, so he clipped their toes. But they grew back. Oh, my God. God knows what else could grow back. Oh, my God. The LIN 28A gene gave the mice their super regenerative powers by regulating the self-renewal rate of the stem cells. Currently, there is no known drug that turn on LIN28A in humans. But Daly says the gene has simulated tremendous interest. Oh my God! I don't know. That's an old article too. We were that advanced back then, aren't we? Oh my God! Be aware now, my dear friends, of the black-eyed kids, white-eyed kids. You're the white meat. All these people, the shadow people, everything paranormal. You never know. UFOs, are they here? If you meet them, break bread with them. Please make friends with them. Do they exist? I don't know. Maybe they do. Just be aware of that knock on the door. Can you let us in? We need to call our mummies. We're lost and have no money. Don't. I know those black eyes will just melt you, but don't let them in. So until we meet again, this is RDS from RDS Music, Upper State New York. Take care, my dear friends. Have wonderful nightmares. They're so good. And good night all until next week, hopefully.